Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Germany. Politicians send letters of support as Falun Gong practitioners rally to protest 24-year-long persecution. Falun Gong practitioners held a rally in Munich on July 15th to commemorate the 24 years of persecution that practitioners of Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, have endured. The event also called on both the German people and government to acknowledge the crimes against humanity that the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, is guilty of. 12 German parliamentarians, state legislators, and other dignitaries sent letters of support condemning the CCP and urging the communist regime to immediately stop the persecution of Falun Gong. Member of Parliament and spokesman for human rights, Jürgen Braun, issued a statement that said, "Let us collectively hope that the specter of communism, which still haunts Asia, will collapse under the weight of its own machine, and most importantly, in a peaceful manner."
Moscow, Russia. Learning about Falun Dafa at Yoga Festival. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the 9th International Yoga Festival in Moscow on July 2nd. The event attracted more than 70 exhibitors and over 100,000 visitors. A special photo area was set up in front of the large Falun Dafa tent for anyone wanting to have their picture taken surrounded by paper lotus flowers and display boards promoting the Falun Dafa principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Practitioners taught people the 5 exercises throughout the day. Yoga instructor Valentinia said, "I like the kind and friendly atmosphere here. When a person lives with beauty, light, and love, they will bring these to the world, and then there will be more goodness and kindness in the world."
Bulgaria. Booth visitor says that we should teach our children truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Falun Dafa practitioners held a series of activities throughout June to introduce their spiritual practice in the Bulgarian cities of Varna, Plovdiv, and the capital city of Sofia. Many people were deeply impressed by Falun Dafa's values of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Many locals also signed petitions opposing the state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting of prisoners of conscience in China. This was the first time practitioners held a nationwide appeal. The petitions called on countries, citizens, doctors, hospitals, medical universities, and businesses to refuse to participate directly or indirectly in the CCP's organ harvesting from Falun Dafa practitioners. A young couple was thrilled to find out about Falun Dafa and said they wanted to give it a try. After learning the values that practitioners are guided by, a middle-aged woman said, "These are amazing principles. We should teach our children these values."
Las Vegas, Nevada, USA. Raising awareness of China's 24-year persecution. Falun Dafa practitioners in Las Vegas held truth clarification activities in sweltering 105-degree heat on July 9th. The event included a rally in March to raise awareness of the persecution of practitioners in China, a demonstration of the Falun Dafa exercises, and a candlelight vigil to commemorate fellow practitioners who have lost their lives through persecution. Many people signed petitions calling for an end to the brutalities. One passerby, an ex-military man, read each poster and banner carefully. During the candlelight vigil, practitioners held the photos of persecuted victims, and he took pictures of each portrait with his cell phone. The man was brought to tears. He noted that one victim was just a girl. He said it made his heart bleed. And then he asked in disbelief, how could they do this to a 14-year-old? He thanked practitioners and said he looked forward to meeting them again at a nearby practice site.
Upstate New York. Residents learn Falun Gong at Independence Day event. An Independence Day celebration took place at New Century Films in upstate New York on July 1st and 2nd. The festivities provided visitors with access to a variety of traditional foods, art exhibitions, traditional Chinese medicine, marching band entertainment, American Revolutionary War costumes and weapons, as well as a playground for children. The event was jointly organized by the Epoch Times and New Century Films. Among the many booths, the Falun Dafa booth was particularly eye-catching. Visitors learned to practice Falun Dafa exercises on the spot. One mother was so convinced that Falun Dafa is very good and would benefit her children that she brought them to the booth and encouraged them to learn the exercises.
Council members from cities across Taiwan support Falun Dafa practitioners' efforts to end 24-year-long persecution. Over 1,500 Falun Dafa practitioners in Taiwan gathered in front of the Taipei City Hall on July 16th. They held a rally and candlelight vigil to commemorate the practitioners who refused to renounce their faith and lost their lives as a result of the persecution in China. 10 counselors from 5 cities across Taiwan joined the event and voiced their support for the practitioners' persistent effort to end the persecution that started on July 20th, 1999. Taipei City Councilor William Su said, "Democracy, freedom, human rights, and prevention of commercializing organ transplants by killing non-consenting prisoners of conscience are the consensus across all political parties and stances. We condemn and boycott anything that goes against these universal values."
New York City, grand parade in Chinatown to raise awareness of the CCP's 24-year persecution. Over 2,000 Falun Dafa practitioners gathered in the Chinatown area of Manhattan on July 15th and held a grand parade that commemorated the practitioners persecuted to death by the CCP in China and celebrated the 415 million Chinese people who have quit the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Led by the powerful Tiangao Marching Band, the parade stretched for several streets and captivated tourists and locals alike. Many took photos and videos with their cell phones. A Chinese tourist said, "I'm shocked to see this parade. Falun Dafa is the pride of the Chinese people." Rona, a recent Chinese immigrant, said, "The number of Chinese people who will withdraw from the CCP will only increase as days pass." Ms. Lin, who immigrated from China 30 years ago, said, "The parade is spectacular. It reflects Chinese civilization. I like the banner that says, humanity's only hope is to improve morality." Her daughter chimed in, "It would be great if we became Falun Dafa practitioners."
The following are selected recent cases of persecution of practitioners in China. Ms. Liu Shuling, a resident of Junyi City, Guizhou Province, was tortured to paralysis while serving time for her faith in Falun Gong. In October of 2019, police broke into Ms. Liu's home and confiscated all of her printing equipment and supplies, which they suspected she used to produce materials that exposed the persecution of Falun Gong. While the police didn't arrest her after the home raid, They returned to harass her many times afterwards and eventually arrested her in 2021. Miss Liu was later sent to Guizhou Province First Women's Prison without her family's knowledge. The family is calling on people who have more information about her prosecution and imprisonment to come forth.
In Maoming City, Guangdong Province, a local court sentenced Mr. Zhou Wajian to 9 years in prison on July 10, 2023 for mass texting Falun Gong messages. Mr. Zhou, a 72-year-old security guard, took up Falun Gong in 1997 and saw his health restored. After the persecution began, 2 years later, he used every possible opportunity to tell the public about the goodness of Falun Gong and the illegality of the persecution. He was arrested on March 26, 2020, and has since been held at the Maoming City No. 1 Detention Center.
Ms. Jiang Chunmei, a former lecturer at the Foreign Language Department of Mudanzhang City Normal College, was arrested at home on December 18, 2022. After she went on a hunger strike, police released her on bail 3 days later. She is facing possible prosecution. Prior to her latest arrest, Ms. Jiang served a 14-year term for her faith in Falun Gong. Her husband and oldest son died while she was in prison. In October 2003, Ms. Jiang and her husband were arrested for practicing Falun Gong. She was given 14 years in Heilongjiang Women's Prison, while he was sentenced to 13 years. At that time, the couple's second son was only 15 months old and still breastfeeding. Ms. Jiang's husband was tortured brutally in prison. He later suffered from severe tuberculosis and was released on medical parole in June 2008. The couple's eldest son took care of his father day and night, knowing that tuberculosis is highly contagious. Shortly after the father passed away in January 2009, the son also lost his life to the infection. He was only 23 years old.
Activities all over the globe call for an end of the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, was first introduced to the public by Mr. Li Hongzhi in Changchun, China in 1992. The spiritual discipline is now practiced in over 100 countries and regions worldwide. Millions of people who have embraced the teachings, which are based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and have learned the five exercises, have experienced improved health and well-being. The former head of the Chinese Communist Party, Jiang Zemin, perceived the growing popularity of the spiritual practice as a threat to the atheistic ideology of the CCP. And on July 20, 1999, he issued an order to eradicate the practice. Under Zhang's personal direction, the CCP established the 610 Office, an extra-legal security organization with the power to override the police and judicial systems, and whose sole function is to carry out the persecution of Falun Dafa. Mingwei.org has confirmed the deaths of thousands of practitioners as a result of the persecution over the past 24 years. The actual number is believed to be much higher. Countless practitioners have been imprisoned and tortured for their faith. There is concrete evidence that the CCP sanctions the harvesting of organs from detained practitioners who are murdered to supply China's organ transplant industry. For the past 24 years, practitioners have peacefully exposed these crimes. On July 20th, practitioners worldwide gathered to clarify the truth and to honor those who sacrificed their lives rather than renounce their faith in Falun Dafa. The following reports of events commemorating the July 20th anniversary are but a handful among countless, each echoing from all over the globe a call that justice be served. Falun Gong practitioners in Auckland, New Zealand demonstrated the exercises and held a rally on July 15th in the commercial center of Newmarket. People from all walks of life attended the gathering, and some gave speeches. Many said they admired the way practitioners have continued to peacefully protest the persecution for 24 years. Former City Councillor of Wellington, New Zealand, Tony Brunt, addressed the rally and said, "The CCP has organized organ harvesting and the murder of innocent people. This is an act of incomprehensible evil. The CCP regime is a regime that has committed the worst crime against humanity since the Holocaust and World War II. He said the communist regime has operated outside the boundaries of our planetary civilization. U.S. Falun Dafa practitioners and supporters held a rally, march, and candlelight vigil on the National Mall near Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. on July 20th. Similar activities took place all over the country. U.S. Department of State spokesperson Matthew Miller tweeted on July 20th, "Today, we recognize 24 years since the People's Republic of China launched a campaign of repression inside and outside its borders against Falun Gong and its millions of practitioners, advocates, and human rights defenders. We stand in solidarity with this community." During a news briefing in the Department of State on the same day, Miller mentioned sanctions against several individuals responsible for the persecution. He said, "I think we've made our position clear on this. We've imposed a number of measures already. It's an issue that remains of concern for us." Before the large rally at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., many members of the U.S. Congress sent proclamations, letters, and video messages to show their support for Falun Gong practitioners. U.S. Congressman Chris Smith sponsored a bill, H.R. 1154, Stop Forced Organ Harvesting Act of 2023, that was passed in March of 2023. The bill imposes sanctions on persons, individuals, and entities involved in forced organ trafficking and authorizes the Department of State to revoke the passports of individuals convicted of certain crimes related to organ trafficking. In London, UK, a march and press conference took place on July 15th. To commemorate the 24th anniversary. Wherever the entourage passed, passersby stopped to watch, take photos, and accept leaflets. Many dignitaries expressed their support. Renowned human rights lawyer David Mattis was on hand for the press conference. In his speech, Mattis presented 10 pieces of evidence that people should bear in mind. He emphasized that Falun Gong's vast influence is one of the reasons why the CCP began to suppress it. At the same time, the demonization of Falun Gong has led to the crime of large-scale live organ harvesting. He emphasized that if human rights violations are not curbed, they will affect one group after another like a virus. He warned, just like China's live organ harvesting problem initially targeted death row inmates, then turned to Falun Gong practitioners, and gradually spread to Uyghurs. He said that no matter how hard the Chinese Communist Party tries to cover it up, the truth will eventually come out. 20 countries have passed laws banning their citizens from participating in the abuse of organ transplants abroad. Canadian practitioners held activities in Toronto's Queen's Park on July 15th. The day's events began by doing the Falun Dafa exercises, which attracted passersby to stop and watch. Canadian politicians spoke at the noon rally. They condemned the atrocities committed by the CCP and called for an end to the Chinese Communist Party. Tourists and locals also expressed firm support for Falun Dafa practitioners. A tourist from France named Edgar stopped to watch practitioners and said, "There are so many people practicing here. The first impression they give me is peace." He was very concerned about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and asked many questions. He said the way practitioners oppose the persecution is very peaceful. Please continue, and you will see a bright future. A rally against the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa occurred at Martin Place in Sydney, Australia, on July 14th. Dr. Fong Xiangyi, a China scholar at the University of Technology, Sydney, addressed the assemblage and suggested that the Chinese people are now facing a war of values. He said the communist regime represents all evil. You are fighting for truth, for virtue, for all good things. Human beings need to resist this evil regime. As long as we stand united, virtue and universal values will triumph.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.